J.D. Vance, his family, and U.S. officials are visiting India for a four-day visit. Their arrival comes a day after the vice president visited Rome and was one of the last people to have a brief audience with Pope Francis on Easter Sunday before the Pope's death. Vance is meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi as New Delhi looks to strengthen defense and commercial ties with the Trump administration and negotiate a deal to avoid tariffs. The U.S. is India's largest trading partner, and the two countries aim to seal a bilateral trade agreement this year. The family were greeted at the airport with a classical Indian dance performance and paid a visit to Akshardham Hindu Temple in New Delhi after their arrival. Vance's wife, Usha, is a practicing Hindu whose parents are from India. Modi was among the first leaders to visit President Trump after he returned to the White House and has been signaling compliance with the administration's demands. But Trump has targeted India with a 26% levy, part of which has been paused. He's continued to call India a tariff abuser. I'm Jennifer King.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.